I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. A lawyer for gay couples across Alabama has asked a federal judge to force reluctant probate judges to issue marriage licenses. APR's Stan Ingold has more.
Shannon Minter is legal director of the National Center for Lesbian Rights. She says every probate judge is now required to issue marriage licenses on an equal basis. The group wants the judges to comply with the landmark U.S. Supreme Court ruling that says gays and lesbian couples have a fundamental right to marry. Minter filed a motion Monday asking U.S. District Judge Callie Grenade to issue a permanent injunction directing probate judges to issue the licenses. Grenade issued a preliminary injunction in May, but put the order on hold until the U.S. Supreme Court ruled. Minter says the next step is to seek court sanctions against judges who continue to discriminate against gay couples. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Another small earthquake has been reported in western Alabama. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 3.8 tremor was recorded this morning near Utah, roughly 35 miles southwest of Tuscaloosa. USGS officials say the earthquake happened at a depth of a little more than 3 miles underground. Officials say more than a dozen small earthquakes had been recorded since November 20th in Greene County, and each was a magnitude of 3.8 or less. A state earthquake expert says researchers have installed a seismic monitor northwest of Utah to look for the cause of the seismic activity. Today is the last day for Alabama small business owners to apply for a free Birmingham business seminar at Regents Field in August. Inner City Capital Connections helps small businesses in economically distressed areas achieve their full potential. Leroy Abrahams is the North Central Alabama Area President for Regions Bank. He says ICCC brings an incredible amount of resources directly to small business owners.
It's about recognizing opportunities and helping businesses find the right opportunities. Business owners will have not only the benefit of the experts that have come to present, they'll also have individual coaches, and they'll have the benefit of being able to work with each other.
Abrahams hopes entrepreneurs take away encouragement to move on and continue to focus and achieve their goals. Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley this evening, lows in the upper 60s. A 60% chance of an early thunderstorm in central Alabama tonight with lows in the upper 60s. And partly cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the mid-70s. 81 in Mobile, 77 in Montgomery, 82 in Florence, Huntsville, Jasper, and Birmingham. I'm Mackenzie Bates, APR News.